Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Danielle. Welcome to this week's episode where we will be talking about loneliness and sadness. Here on the Carousel of Consciousness, we use the tools of Access Consciousness, and the weird, wacky statement we use is also known as the Clearing Statement. More information on the Clearing Statement can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. All one word. We are still waiting for Lori to get on the line. As I said, today we will be talking about loneliness and sadness. These are two quote-unquote negative emotions in this reality that sometimes many people let rule their lives. And we would like to help you get out of letting those emotions rule your life. Hello, Lori.
Good morning, Danielle. Can you hear me?
I just did the show introduction.
Yay!
And this week we're talking about loneliness and lonesome, or loneliness and sadness. Do you have anything to say about that right now?
Yes. Didn't we write down some of those clearings? We had such a great discussion Monday. So it was loneliness and sadness. Good. Yes. Go ahead.
Something that came up was once you've reached a certain level of intimacy with yourself, you'll never be able to truly be alone because you'll always be with your being. Was something that came up, but how does one even get to that? So we have a couple clearing statements here or processes for you. Would my life expand if I chose something besides loneliness, lonesome, and sadness? And everything that brings up, and wow, I just got a great energy from that. Will you destroy and uncreate it
yes.
all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what have you made so vital about loneliness that you have bastardized vulnerability and intimacy?
Yes.
And everything that brings up, destroying and create, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And truth,
yeah,
are
well,
you choosing loneliness?
Wow, you know what? That's really light. So how many people are choosing loneliness? It's a choice.
I mean, I know not to get too personal, I know I've been choosing loneliness for quite some time, but I love my me space. I love it. Don't want to give it up. Everything that is will I destroy and uncreate it all.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot. Go ahead.
Nine short boys. I'm young. Cool. That's all right. Now that's interesting, though. You don't want to give up your space, so where have you misaligned and misidentified giving up your space, that loneliness equals your space? That if you're in a relationship, you'll have to give up your space.
I will totally destroy and uncreate all of that, yeah.
Yes, yes. So what I was saying to the listeners, she just said, oh, I love my space, I love my space, but I'm choosing loneliness because I love my space. In other words, if I'm in a relationship, the only way to have your space is to be lonely. So everywhere we have misaligned and misidentified losing your space when you get into a relationship or intimacy or vulnerability with someone else. Would you destroy and uncreate all that, please?
Yes.
Good, bad. Right, wrong, pot, online, church, boys, and beyond. So what would it take to have your own relationship be that you don't have to choose loneliness, that you can have an intimate relationship with someone else and yet stay in your own space, which
yes.
is actually your own being? What if your beingness is a space? Your space of your own joy, your space of expansiveness. And that's what
yeah.
you were getting to is, what do we even, what the hell is that? what is our own beings.
We also talked about, as opposed to relationship, companionship, which I kind of like that word much better. Like, you keep saying relationship, and I'm like, gross, yuck. And everything that is, destroying and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyond. Another process we came up with the other day was, what have you made so vital about lonesome, lonely, and alone that you are unable to live your life in the joy of communion with others and the universe?
Yeah.
And everything that is, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. I agree, we totally are brilliant. And how have you misapplied and misidentified your loneliness, lonesome, and alone as misery, and you have an addiction to said misery and sadness? And everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
What if misery is an addiction? Wow. Is misery an addiction?
Yes.
And sadness and loneliness is addiction. Whoa.
Well, what have you made so significant about your sadnesses and your lonelinesses? I was reading an Access Consciousness book the other day, and they said that that's what many people do with their sadness, is they make it vital to them. They make it significant in their lives, and that holds them back from living joyfully. So everywhere that you have made your loneliness and your sadness significant and real, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
And significant, and then it's a choice. People say it's a choice.
So everything's a choice.
You're choosing, so we're choosing sadness. And then by choosing it, it just keeps showing back up.
Yes.
We're perpetuating our future.
Absolutely. I have another process here, and I do want to credit, this topic actually came from a session I did with Daria Hansen. And this is a process that came through and was kind of the inspiration for the show in my session was, what have you made so vital about loneliness and lonesome that keeps you from creating the world and the reality you are asking for? And everything that
brings
up is destroying and creating.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And because Lori couldn't hear it, I'm going to run it again because obviously it has a huge charge on it. What have you made so vital about loneliness and lonesome that keeps you from creating the world and the reality you are asking for? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And then a variation of it is, what have you made so vital about loneliness and lonesome that keeps you from living in the world you would love to live in? And everything that brings
lovely.
Up, destroy and uncreate it all.
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And usually this doesn't happen so fast, but I've already gone through all my notes.
Well, that's all right. We're on a roll.
I want
really
to
lovely.
Actually run your favorite processes if you want to do this. Okay. But what does this mean to me? And you want to run those on loneliness and sadness, or do you want me to?
Go ahead, because I'm starting to lose all words.
Okay. Yeah. What does loneliness mean to me? Truth, what does loneliness mean to me? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. What do I mean to loneliness? Truth, what do I mean to loneliness? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, times a godzillion, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And truth, what does sex with loneliness mean to me? Wow, that's a weird energy that I wouldn't expect from that question. And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, beyond. And truth, what does sex with me mean to loneliness? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And I'm going to do this for sadness, too. What does sadness mean to me? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Truth, what do I mean to sadness? and everything that brings up, destroying and create it all. Wow, that just made me really, really sad. Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pock, all night, first boys and beyond. Whew, in truth, what does sex with sadness mean to me? And everything that is, destroying and create it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pop and pock, all night, short boys and beyond. In truth, what does sex with me mean to sadness? And everything that brings up, destroying and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. Oh, I didn't realize this was going to be such a heavy call. Holy man.
Yeah.
Starting to lose my words here, too. And I'm out of notes. Yay.
Yay. Sadness.
So I'm just going to reread some processes because I'll go ahead. I'm sorry I didn't hear you.
That's all right. And what about misery? Can you redo
misery? Okay.
Misery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then
this also brings, before you get into it, how much are you tapped into what this whole reality is about? Those are like the core, here's a question. Are these the core energies of this reality, of everyone's point of view? It's misery, it's suffering. Oh, it's loneliness. Now suffering just came into it. Loneliness, suffering, and misery. Is that what this reality, meaning how we a point of view about this reality, this world that we're living in?
Well, not even so much points of views, but like what's been perpetrated at us and what we've been taught is correct, and the biomimetic mimicry of those we love who have chosen such things.
Yeah,
and
that's the way it's been. Yeah, go ahead.
So everywhere that we have biomimetically mimicked misery, loneliness, sadness, just to even help out our parents or our grandparents or any other loved ones, will we destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond.
It's like when we hit here, we're conscious, and then that's the waters that everyone's swimming in, is loneliness, misery, and sadness, and which is a separation. It's a separation from everything. We're separate from we put our barriers up. We separate ourselves when actually, if you look at any quantum physics or any, we're not separate from anything. We're not even separate from the air. We're not separate from the light, from the molecules. So we really never have been separate. It's like this, the hell-bent determination of this reality or this world as it is to believe we're separate. Which creates misery, loneliness, and sadness.
Yeah. But, everything that is.
Yeah.
Destroying and uncreated all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all night, short, boys and beyond. And I would like, since I mentioned biomimetic mimicry, I would like to talk about that a little bit more, but it's basically return to sender on crack. It's a super strong return to sender, and it's sometimes when we return to sender, we don't get all the imprinting out of our body from the points of views we're returning. And to have the biomimetic mimicry body process run helps your body dissipate what your body has taken on, and the process, which I'm looking for and I can't find at the moment, just is a much stronger version of return to sender, which it helps dissipate things differently.
Like your biomimetic mimicry of your mother. And it's not like a bad thing. It's just how it's we mimic the people we're around to figure out how the hell you function in this world. And then, so, and everyone knows you biomimetically mimic, or you're attuned to what's going on in your family. And then you, to learn how, what's going on is you mimic it, you repeat it. So this is an actual body process or energy that will help you eliminate that, the mimicry that started even as a little child or in the womb, and that we aren't really conscious of. We're conscious of some events, but we aren't conscious of all the spoken or unspoken energies and I mean, we're pretty bright little beings, and we are aware of it, and then we start, well, I guess that's the way it is, especially in this family. And then did you come into this family to like, oh, I think I can help change this in this family? And then it becomes overwhelming. So this process of the biomimetic mimicry, elimination, eradication of biomimetic mimicry of your mother's pains, pathways, and realities, and everything that's been in your mind out. Would you destroy and uncreate it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, lunch, which boys and beyond, and the what? Biomimetic mimicry and biomimetic, what's the other word? There's another word. Or the biomimetic mimicry of your father's pains, pathways, and realities. Would you destroy and uncreate all that, please? Bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, on my insurance. Yep. On my insurance. Boys and beyond.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I just found the process.
Okay, good.
And you did it perfectly. I haven't had memorized that one yet. And I don't see the other one.
There's two, right. There's two of them. There's a biomimetic and then crap. There's something else.
I don't know off the top of my head. It's not here in my body process book.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So what have you made so vital about possessing other people's pathways, pains, and realities that keeps you in biomimetic mimicry for all eternity?
Yay.
And everything that is destroying and created all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pot, all nine shirts, boys and beyond.
Ooh, do that one again, please. Yeah.
Shoot, I closed the book.
What have you made so vital about?
I'm almost there. What have you made so vital about possessing other people's pains, pathways, and realities that keeps you in biomimetic mimicry for all eternity? From everything that allows that to show up, destroying, uncreated, all right and wrong, good and bad, fun and pox, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
One that's coming up, and that's something happened in my family dynamics, is the what am I making so vital about the biomimetic mimicry of the wrongness of you? This experiment, something just happened yesterday, and there was this huge blow up, and I was actually on the edge of it, but I could see how if you don't, there's a level of wrongness, like no matter what you do, you can be wrong. You're something's, that is a little off from the sad loneliness and sadness, but it's just coming up. So would you destroy it? And what have you made so vital about being wrong that creates separation, sadness, and loneliness and total upheaval and, actually trauma, drama. We're getting a little away from the topic, but it's the wrongness of you that creates this loneliness and separation and misery. Would you destroy it and create all that, please?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, toddler, lane, church, boys, and beyond.
And everywhere that you have made... Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I just right now get the sense of wrongness as this massive energy in itself.
What I was about to clear was everywhere that you have made your choice of loneliness, lonesome, lonely, misery, sadness, separation, everywhere you've created all of those energies as a wrongness, will you destroy and uncreate?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've locked them, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, choice, poison, and beyond. Because by making them a wrongness, you lock them in to your psyche. And so everything that is destroying and uncreated, it all.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, choice, poison, and beyond.
So then they have no choice, but they just keep showing up in your life. Like you're tooling along, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, the next person gets totally pissed off at you. I'm like, what the hell? Where are all these people coming from? Well, you have these. And then another thing in Access are these automatic response systems, all the automatic responders that, like, are being triggered and all these. So all the things that are unconscious that have had this job of you, of always tripping you up. Some people might call it sabotaging, but it's like, it's not even a sabotaging. They're there. They're just sitting there. They're tooling. They're just in this existence, in your world, in your life, and you are tripping along life's path, and all of a sudden, boom, the next explosion happens. And I see that as a pattern in my family, and instead of me getting wrapped into it yesterday, I was like, what energy, space, and consciousness to create a greater possibility, something that is different than this family dynamic, and everything that won't allow a new possibility and a kinder experience in my family and in yours, if it relates to anyone, would we now destroy and create all those hidden, covert, unseen, unknown autoresponders and everything else that we've been creating, because it's our creation that keeps us locked in the perpetual wheel of sadness, loneliness, rejection, and separation.
And wow, pain. You're on fire. I will totally destroy and uncreate all of that.
Yeah, good, bad, right, wrong. Pock, pot, online, church, boys, and the arms.
Well, I'm pretty fried.
Okay. Yay.
Thank
you. Oh, we did good. Yeah. I really am looking for a new possibility. Because it's the hamster wheel. The mind then starts to try to figure out, oh, how can I correct this? What can I do? And then it's just going to compound it. No matter what you do, it's going to compound the energy. So what we're talking about are the energies that have been wrapped in the it's non-cognitive. It's the uncognitive energies of our beings. Oh, which says right back to what is our real beings? Who are we? Who's the intimacy with ourselves? Who are we beyond all these convoluted, you know, just kind of fucked up unconscious energies that are part of this, have been part of this reality? And what, with everyone working on their consciousness, what door is being opened to something different? And it can show up in your families, at work, in your relationships. Where have we separated ourselves? And then the way to keep it separated is all these massive energies of sadness, perceived sadness, loneliness, misery, wrongness, all of those that are no longer, we're putting all our creative energy into making those keep unfolding in front of us. We infinite beings, this magnificent kindness and energy of we're absolute, you know, non-ending energy, and we keep making ourselves small and wrapping all our energy into these points of wrongness, reference points, and then they just keep showing up as we in our lives. Well, that's what we're trying.
Okay, before you get too much further, I would like to clear everything you've brought up.
Okay, yep.
If that's okay. And everything that is destroyed and created, all right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And, okay.
Awesome. And do it again. So by destroying and uncreating it using this clearing, the clearing statement, and what our target is to all our energy we've wrapped up into these energies. And that's what keeps being created. They got the awareness like, oh, just destroy and uncreate it. By our asking to destroy and uncreate it, you're destroying the point of the beginning of where you came up with this whole idea or bought into it. And then what we're choosing and looking to create is this much more space and gentleness, and those experiences don't even show up. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
Cool. To destroy and uncreate all, where you're putting all your creative energy into the same experience showing up, maybe in different angles and guises, but still like, fuck, why did that just happen again? Let's create something greater and different and with more possibility of ease and joy and love and kindness and nurturing and everything that we're allowed out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy and
uncreate.
Right and wrong, good and bad, bottom and top, all my shorts, boys and beyond. I'm sorry.
Yay. That's okay. Nope, we got it.
Oh, wow.
Well, this change was different than,
huge show.
Cool. Yep, excellent. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
So we'll just give you our how to find us and And if you choose to listen to this call again, I hope this is a contribution to you and your family and your loved ones and a little
your life
clarity of, yep, what we're looking at, what we're, why we're doing this crazy stuff. It's to unlock all your energy. We've been putting in only one channel. Cool.
And if
love
you would
everyone.
Like more of us, thank you.
Go ahead.
If you would like more of us, please go to www.facebook.com/carouselconsciousness. Like us. We'll, this is where you can find out what we're broadcasting about each week. I do only announce it about 45 minutes before each show because the energy sometimes changes 45 minutes before the show. Also, Lori can be found at www.living-in-magic.com. And she is in the Denver, Colorado area, and she is rocking it out there right now. She just got herself an office space, and she's doing body processes and the bars in her office space. So get a hold of her if you're in the Denver area for that. Or we can also do remote clearings over the phone where we talk through a session that's personal for you, that's kind of like this radio show, and we address issues that are coming up in your life. Lori, you can.
Yeah.
You still there?
I'm still here. Yep. I'm here.
I can hear you. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I got distracted.
It's okay. I can be found at www.danielleclaudia.com, and I am in the Traverse City, Michigan area. I am a body process facilitator and a bar facilitator, so, and I can do clearings over the phone as well. So get a hold of us, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you for joining us or listening in the future.
Yes.
Have a
thank
great
you very
day,
much.
Everyone. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.